Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, everybody, to Nerdcore Podcast, a podcast that reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 380. 20 more episodes until we hit 400. And, yeah.
You should all make congratulation videos for us.
Yeah, sure. Awesome. But it's crazy, man. 400. 400's almost near.
How have we managed to talk that much?
By the grace of the cinema gods, because there's so many movies.
We are entertainment.
Yeah, it's just like you know, Jason and Ashley said, you know, they're like, we really thought that we wouldn't be able to do much episodes because we're gonna run out of comic book characters to talk about. And she said, then I realized there's a lot of comic books.
Yeah, there's more than just Marvel out there. Yeah, in DC.
Yeah, there's, and even then, in those two universes, there's like a crap ton of characters.
So it's very good we chose cinema in all its glory.
Yeah.
Because when you discuss movies, there's a lot of fucking movies. Hitchcock's got what, almost 70 under his belt?
Yeah, like 50 some. Yeah.
Yeah. So Hitchcock could just be like fucking 3 years of just Hitchcock.
Yeah.
And no, everybody would just like leave us.
Yeah. But that's not how we treat you guys. We give you guys the movies that we can give you guys.
We give you so much weird shit that you don't know what to do. You're like, Wailing. We're like, it's good. And you're like, I don't know.
All right, yeah. Cool. Once again, I'm trying out my little experiment today. What's it called? If my little experiment works this week, then what's it called? We'll continue doing this for the rest of the weeks to come.
I am fine going live. Just realize if we say some shit, we can't take it back.
First of all, when do we ever edit the episodes?
Never. So, yeah, never, ever.
So, yeah, as always, what's it called? This episode is being broadcasted live on twitch.tv/thenerdcore, but this episode publicly releases on podcast platforms on Saturday. But the only people who have access to it from Thursday to Friday to Saturday morning are the patrons. And you can become a patron at patreon.com/nerdcore. So, by the way, Brad, let's try not to do this. Can we please get to doing our Pan's Labyrinth review soon? I don't want it to turn into a Tarantino.
That wasn't me. That was you falling down the fucking stairs.
I already watched it. Did you watch it already?
Yeah, I'm Pan's Labyrinth. Oh. I watched it before you fell down the damn stairs.
Oh.
I was going in that day going, we're going to review Pan's Labyrinth. And then you fell down the stairs.
Never mind. Let's go again do it tomorrow. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you waiting for? You wait for me? Don't wait for me. I already watched it.
I already watched it.
I love Pan's Labyrinth.
I watched it. I watched it like 2 weeks ago, bro.
Yeah, that's. I watched it right before you did then.
Yeah.
I was just expecting you to be like, Brad, be reviewing this and be like, yeah, I'm done watching it. I love Pan's Labyrinth. I could talk about, like, Guillermo's up there.
I fell down the stairs first and passed it on to Raul. I don't think
it's contagious, Partis. I don't think falling down the stairs is contagious.
Yeah.
Let's hope not. Because I'm old. Let's hope
not. Yeah. Hi, what's going on, Timber? Thank you for stopping Timber. By. Hey. You know you cannot have his autograph.
I mean for the right amount you can. I'm just
you
know.
It's just gonna be an X though. But as always, today is our wonderful Saturday morning review for you all. This week, we were supposed to watch Borat's subsequent movie film, but Brad reminded me, hey, dude, this doesn't drop until Friday.
Well, it said the 23rd.
Yeah, and then today, it dropped like an hour ago.
And I told Raul the reason fucking why. And so nobody would have to sit through those fucking debates.
The thing is, like, part of it was because the screening got canceled. I I think it's because of that too, and also just the debate. Like
nobody wants to watch those debates. And Sacha Baron Cohen was like, "Yo, yeah. Let's watch Rudy Giuliani fuck up."
Yeah, 30 minutes ago, sadly.
Stick his hands down his pants.
Yeah, so we're gonna be watching. We're gonna be discussing Borat 1, and then next week we'll be doing our review of Borat 2.
How are we supposed to rate this? Like
on Letterboxd. On Letterboxd, I gave it just a heart. I was like, I like it.
From what standpoint are we supposed to rate this movie? Because I have nothing to compare this movie to.
I had an early screening. Seriously, Farris, you had an early screening? How?
But it got canceled.
Yeah. How'd you have an early screening?
Because he knows people who knows people, Ro. Let's move on.
But
maybe one day we will after 10 years of podcasting. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure how we can rate this, Ro. It's going to be so hard to rate.
Like, if you think about all the movies we watched, like, the closest this can come to is like a Will Ferrell kind of fucking thing. But even then,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's like, just so different. It's so different, dude.
It's a mockumentary, which I don't know if we've reviewed one of those yet.
No. I don't think so.
Not in this sense, anyway. It's a mockumentary met with a prank show.
Yeah. But, I can't wait to talk about this, bro, because I think that this movie is definitely a movie that could not have been released today.
They literally released the second one today, bro.
I know, like, but
right today.
They know how Sacha Baron Cohen is. They know his style of comedy.
Apparently, Rudy did it. And I can imagine because, like, I know in interviews Sasha was going on about how difficult it was to make the second Borat because everyone knows Borat now.
Yeah.
Except apparently the fucking politicians, which, you know, hey.
He literally had a show on Showtime that got a freaking politician to quit his job.
But this literally tells you that, you know, that Congress people
are dumb.
Don't fucking give a shit. Apparently don't watch anything except maybe the West Wing.
I don't know. But we're going to be discussing today Borat 1. So I can't wait to talk about this. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I mean, rightfully so.
You say that to a lot of movies, though.
Yeah.
Like, can I really say this is one of my favorite all time? Not really. Like,
this is a movie. It's
funny as fuck, for
it's
sure.
It's hilarious. I love it. But can I say that it's on par with all the movies I have on my 100 list? No, probably not. But this is a personal favorite because I just love Sacha Baron Cohen. I love Sacha Baron Cohen. I think he's probably one of the funniest people ever. But we'll see what's up.
Especially with situational comedy, because situational comedy is just fucking difficult.
Yeah. That Find the Hotel Room. Yes.
Man ass, bro.
Yeah.
Man ass.
With that being said, if you have not watched Borat, if you don't want to get spoiled, then what's it called? Sorry. Or if you're talking about spoilers. If you don't care about spoilers, keep going ahead and keep listening. Either way, your spoiler warning is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Very nice. All right. Let's go ahead and read this this Wikipedia article. Whew. Borat. Cultural learnings of America for make benefit glorious nation of Kazakhstan, also known as simply Borat.
Before you go on, I just want to point out that Borat literally has like three fucking paragraphs, and The Wailing had like two sentences. The fuck?
Yep. Is a 2006 mockumentary comedy film coming of age, directed by Larry Charles and co-written and produced by Sacha Baron Cohen. Baron Cohen stars as Borat Sagdiyev, a fictitious Kazakh journalist who travels through the United States to make a documentary which features real-life interactions with Americans. Much of the film features unscripted vignettes of Borat interviewing and interacting with real-life Americans who believe he is a foreigner with little to no understanding of American customs. It is the second of three films built around Baron Cohen's characters from The Ali G Show, which ran from 2000 to 2004. The first, Ali G in the House, was released in 2002 and featured a cameo by Borat. And the third, Bruno, was released in 2009. The film was produced by Baron Cohen's production company, 4x2 Productions, and distributed by 20th Century Fox. The film was very well received, both critically and commercially. Made for $18 million, it earned $262 million worldwide.
Ooh, whoo.
Barry Cohen won the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy as Borat, while the film was nominated for Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. In the same category, Borat was also nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay at the 79th Academy Awards. Controversy surrounded the film for 2 years prior to its release, and after the film's release, some cast members spoke against and even sued its creators. It was banned in almost all Arab countries, and the governments of Russia and Kazakhstan discouraged cinemas from showing it. It was released on DVD in March 2007. In September 2020, a sequel titled Borat Subsequent Movie Film, Delivery of Prodigious Bride to American Regime of Make Benefit Once Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
Now and they changed that from the previous one.
Yeah.
Because there was a previous title, which was even fucking funnier.
Yeah. Was officially confirmed to have been secretly filmed, completed, and screened during the COVID-19 pandemic a few weeks after Baron Cohen was spotted driving a pickup truck in character as Borat around Los Angeles. The sequel is scheduled to be released on October 23rd, 2020 by Amazon Studios. It's already been,
it's been dropped. Right before we got on.
It is an hour and 24 minutes long.
It definitely does not feel like it.
Nope.
It goes by quick.
Quick. I want to say I had no business watching this film when I was young. 2006, I had to be about, hold on. Let me check that actually. I had to be.
Are you taking a calculator to it?
Yeah. 9 years old. I was around nine years old.
I was 20. Mm-hmm. I'm old.
Yeah. I watched this film when it came out. We had the DVD. We still have the DVD. I'm pretty sure I can go get it out of my room.
Pretty sure I have the DVD, I think.
Yeah. Somewhere. Yeah.
Or Brenda burned it. One of those.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, man. This movie, to me, is hilarious for a lot of reasons.
It is in the Mel Brooks sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. The reason why it's so funny is because, and I think it's what people get wrong about, his characters. Like, on the surface, it's like a really racist and, sexist, misogynist, whatever you want to say. It is. His character is that. But his character is that because that is what us as American people perceive people from those countries as, especially mm-hmm. that was our thoughts after the Soviet Union fell. So Borat works so well because it is inherently making fun of us as Americans, as dumb Americans.
Well,
and
not all Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
The bigoted ones. It is the same reason I love Mel Brooks movies mm-hmm. is because it targets the racists, the bigots, the homophobes. Yeah. It hits everyone scorching earth. And you when people go back and they watch, say, Blazing Saddles. I love Blazing Saddles. The N-word is thrown around like you wouldn't believe. But at the same time, the reason that's thrown around is because those are stupid stupid inbred white people.
Yep.
And that is the point that movie is trying to make throughout the whole thing. Because guess who's the star and guess who wins in the end? The black sheriff.
Mm-hmm. And also, it's just... Borat, the character of Borat works so well as well because us as Americans, we have been groomed to be like, oh, look at the crazy foreigner. He doesn't know anything about our country. So we need to baby them.
Yeah, and teach them. And teach them our ways.
Yeah.
And when, that's when they get fucking got.
Yeah, that's when you get got. Like... My favorite part in this film will always be when he's meeting with the senator and he's eating the cheese.
and then the cheese from my wife's titty. And he I will give that man credit that he did not spit it out. He did not puke it. He continued eating because he is some sort of ambassador in that sense. This man was a professional. He was, because anybody else would have been,
Pah!
Yeah. This man was like, mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm suddenly really full.
Thank you. Yes.
But yes, this movie, there's like so much stuff in this. Like, you know, of course, the famous hotels, the hotel fight. And so much man-ass so and cock and just what's it called?
They don't really show they show the scrotum,
like, yeah,
in the face. And you gotta go, Sacha Baron Cohen went full tilt. He literally had a man's balls on his forehead, right there, and just the ass. And like, it's not like a shot and a cutaway. It's like full man ass for like 10 minutes. And then not only that, he runs into an unsuspecting, like, I think they were mortgage brokers. I don't know what the fuck they were. Marketers.
Some convention.
Something. Naked. And I am legitimately wondering how this man didn't get jailed for like indecency. like he got in the elevator. I'm just like, how did this man managed to, like, there were no kids, thankfully.
Yeah.
But how did he manage that?
Yeah. But, and also, this movie fueled a divorce because
Pamela Anderson.
Kid Rock divorced Pamela Anderson because, first of all, Pamela Anderson was in on that bit.
Yeah. And I actually read they had to do it twice.
Yeah.
Because the first time he kidnapped her, no one gave a fuck. Like, he literally kidnapped her and, like, the fans didn't do nothing. They're like, and he was kind of perturbed. He's like, you know, really fans? But the second time went well, except Pam Anderson like lost some bone mass or something in her face because one of the security guards went too hard on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so, you know, Pamela Anderson was in on it and Kid Rock didn't like how she was portrayed and the way that she made herself look and stuff. Kid Rock has a lot of insecurity issues and also he's just a dumbass.
That's a win for Pam.
Yeah. And, and you know, that happened with that. Of course, you know, you have to talk about the controversy that a lot of the people in Kazakhstan in that village were not told about the way that they were going to be portrayed. And of course, that is a very, like, this movie was brought up in my documentary class. Like, you know, you're talking about, like, is this an ethical way of making your movie? Like, you know, you don't tell the people, like, the way that you're going to portray them, even though you've got a camera up in their face. It's such an odd line because, of course, you're not inherently coming from a place of hate. You're coming, but it's for comedic value, but also like those people have a right to know the way that they will be portrayed on a film, you know, but
I guess this brings up that we've talked to friends before and some of them don't understand this humor or don't like this humor because they feel it perpetuates like the ignorance of people. And I guess that's one way to look at it. One way that these movies get made. That's one way. I don't agree with it either. But then again, I was raised on Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah.
And to me, I understand where they're coming from. But at the same time, I'd much rather see these people in power be brought down a peg and shown how stupid they are for what they do. Just like Rudy there is getting it right now, Mr. Hand Down the Pants.
Dude, I believe Borat will single-handedly win the election for Joe Biden because of this.
Literally, no one is watching that fucking third debate. Like, right now, the third debate is going on. I watched the first one, which was a clusterfuck.
The second one got canceled.
The second one, but they did a town hall. And I watched some of Biden's on that and cut in and out with Trump, but but the third one, it doesn't matter anymore. There have been so much early voting, it doesn't fucking matter.
People make the decision.
I will say continue voting. Continue putting your vote. But at this point, I voted. I'm done. Yeah. Like, I put my shit in.
Yeah. At this point, you're watching this bullshit for, like, you know, the shits and giggles, you guys. Or, you know, because, like,
I mean, I don't know, like, how a third debate is going to change anybody's mind after watching the first one. Like, yeah. you are what you see what you see, and you vote how you vote.
Yeah. But, and I think that, you know, also, when you look at this movie, you have to see the time period it was done. You know, of course, you know, Premier George Bush, as he refers to him, and how much Borat adores George Bush. And, you know, it's like, can I
just say the whole shitting in front of the Trump hotel on his plants was so fitting.
It aged perfectly well.
Aged perfectly.
There's also another bit that I just enjoy so much when he, of course, gets stopped by the police in Dallas. And he's like, what's it called? If you are going to search me, I must tell you, last night I ate many Cinnabon. And my ass and my anus is as loose as I don't know what else he said.
And he just went on.
Nobody wants to stop the man. Or the fact that when he's doing the fine dining lesson, he brings a prostitute into
the house. The thing was, that prostitute was a better person than better all person. These fucking people exactly. put together.
Yep.
And I just love how she's like, you know, I never rode a bull before. And she literally is having a good time. Yeah. And I'm like, dude should do that for prostitutes more often. They should take them out for a drink. Go on a date.
Yeah, actually go on a date, bro. And then, of course, Borat reminds her, if I come back, I would love to pay you for sex.
That's Borat.
That's Borat.
But can I say the one man who was pranked on this, who I don't think Borat or Sacha Baron Cohen thought it would go that well, was the student teacher driver. That dude is a saint in every way. Even at the end when Borat's like, can you be my friend? And he's like, yeah, I'll be your friend. You're my friend. And then he's like, can you be my boyfriend? And the guy's like, why not?
Dude, did you see the guy that he kissed on the mouth too?
The cheeks and then on the mouth. I love the Borat character because he legitimately shows, you know,
how far
all these fancy fucking people,
yeah,
are just so horrible in so many ways.
Yeah,
and then just these regular, normal, down to earth, everyday Joes.
Yeah,
they're just such kind people.
Such kind people. Like they're always like, oh, sex workers are this, sex workers are that. Like, they view him as this man. Like, she's the one person who treats Borat like a human. And he's just like, hey, you want to go have fun and go get drinks and go ride a bull? Yeah. It's like, you know, not once throughout that film was she, you know, mean to Borat.
Well, and when he brought her in there, she was legitimately nice. She was trying to be nice and fit in. And they were just like, no, right at the end of it, which I don't know. You can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. Or the group of dudes in Mississippi. Of course they were trolling them a bit, but they were never like assholes to him, dude. They were never like, get out of
here. Was that the fucking one?
The one he said, you look like Michael Jackson, he beat it.
Yes. Yeah. Those dudes were legitimately like, they were like cool with them. They were like, which that's kind of funny in a way. again, book by its cover. And then he shows the frat boys.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I completely forgot about the frat boys. I completely forgot that he stopped at that trailer, dude.
Yeah. Like, well, it was an RV. It was an RV vehicle. Yeah. And
completely RV forgot.
Yeah. And that whole scene and those dudes, I mean, those dudes were horrible in some sense because they're frat boys. Yeah. But legitimately at the end, they were really trying to comfort him because he was so heartbroken that Pam Anderson had a sex vid.
Yeah. But dude, I of course they were very, very bad. Like, you know, they were like, you know,
They were terribly
racist and misogynistic people.
Yes.
But like, you know, that one completely escaped my mind. I was like, yo, I forgot that he stopped there.
And they let him off, and then he sleeps in front of the church.
Yeah.
And that whole church scene. Oh my god.
Oh Lord. The people speaking in tongues, bro.
I can't speak on that because I went to a school where they did that, and yes, it mm-hmm. is that weird.
Yep. I'm telling you, man, the things that he gets away with, but you know, it's ingrained in our culture that we have to do these things. Like, you know, it never at one point did somebody say, like, hey man, like, you know, we don't do that here, but it's like, it's okay. Just, can you try to learn a bit better? But you know, they're always like either outrageously rude to him or
outrageously kind.
Yeah.
Like way kinder than I think anybody like probably deserves to be.
Yeah.
I mean, cause like when Borat's yelling outside at the dude and he's just like, no, you can't do that. Like, just calm down. Like, we understand you can't do that, though. I mean, I would imagine if your job was to be a student teacher driver,
yeah,
that you would just be on edge all the fucking time. So this man was just so kind and direct ticket to heaven, in my opinion, for that.
Yeah. Day. Yep. I love this movie a lot. I think that it's just, the humor, it's not for everybody, especially I think that this humor doesn't work today, because if Sacha Baron Cohen was not the well-known person he was today, you could not release Borat today at all. I don't think that people are willing to look, you know, past the surface. You know, there's a reason
definitely not right now in a way, because, yeah. And that's kind of the thing with comedy and,
yeah,
like one, I forget what the comedian said, but he basically said, you know, if it offends you, that's one thing, but I don't necessarily have to apologize for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that there's just always, you know, there's outright being an asshole, you know?
Yes.
And then there's two, just trying to make a joke that you have to kind of analyze a bit more and look at it beyond the surface, you know, like, and then you'll realize like, oh, wait, that's actually kind of critiquing on my lifestyle, and that's why it's funny. It's like, okay, that makes sense, you know. But like, there's differences between being an asshole and just what's it called, just trying to make a good joke. Mm-hmm. But you know, then I think that's why, you know, Ali G wouldn't work today. I think that's why Bruno wouldn't work today. I think the only reason Borat works right now that they're bringing him back is because of the presidential election,
and because he's bringing out shit for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like, I think that's the only reason why they're like, I'm pretty sure Sacha Baron Cohen was watching on what's it called, on the day that Trump got elected and everything. And he was like, well, this is perfect. I mean, I've got it. I'm going to bring my character back.
Well, because, and if you think about it, the ridiculousness in real life,
mm-hmm.
does not match the ridiculousness of Borat at all.
No.
It here's Borat and here's real life right now.
Yep. So I can't wait to see Borat 2. I'm really looking forward to it. Next week we'll be back with the review of that. I will have to say, guys, I will not be here tomorrow. Well, Friday, for those of you who are listening on Saturday, then it doesn't matter because I was already not here. Whatever. I'm trying to say is that I'm not here on Friday. I'm out because I am doing a rehearsal for a production that I'm working on. So Brad will be hosting along with everybody who stops by. They'll be talking about the news that Jared Leto has been casted in the Zack Snyder's Justice League. And I'm glad that I won't be here for that because I don't care to talk about that. So
you don't make me talk about that.
Yeah. Yep. Hey man, that's the good thing about the live show.
Can I change the fucking topic?
No, that's the good thing about the live show. You get it done, get it done.
I'm just going to change the topic. Like,
I mean,
like,
it's still gonna get brought up.
I'm gonna change the topic to like pizza bowls or some shit. No, pizza bowls.
It's not unstructured.
Ham dogs.
Yeah.
Everybody loves ham dogs.
But I'll be back on Saturday, and we'll see about next week. I think next week I'll also have to do a production. What's it called? But it's starting to get hectic out here, guys. But as always, I want to thank you all so much. I can't give this a score, guys. I really can't.
I will give it a two thumbs up.
I will give it a 2 thumbs up and a very nice.
And my wife.
Yeah, my wife. As he goes, what was the ending? He's like, he goes, he's an asshole. He has iPod Shuffle.
And then he just
I have iPod Nano.
And did you notice at the very end when he's saying goodbye, everybody's waving, his neighbors are sitting there still with his arms crossed, all pissed?
Yeah. All right. Thank you all so much. As always, we want to thank the Patreon supporters, the ones who make these shows possible, because without your support and your help, we wouldn't be able to do much of this stuff. I mean, I'm being serious. Like, we would never have this microphone. We could never afford this membership we have to stream on StreamYard. So thank you all so much for being wonderful Patreon supporters. We want to thank especially our producers and our writers. Our associate producers, Cassie and Sarah, thank you so much for being wonderful people and helping us out here and being the wonderful kind souls that you guys are. I also want to thank our wonderful executive producers, Grayson, who you can follow at GraysonBarker98 on Instagram, Warlord1Bar on Twitter. And also, we want to thank our wonderful friend, Shane. Where they can find him, Brad? We're going to find him.
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at XSRK_. And Shane, we love you anyway, even though you don't listen to any of these.
Yep. And also, we want to thank our other executive producer, Pardis Jesudasan. You can follow him at Pardis Jesudasan on Twitter.
Big Papa.
That's JESUDASEN. Pardis Jesudasan. All right. We want to thank our writers, our wonderful Bryce, BrownRice96 on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, whatever. He keeps it simple. We love you for that, bro. And our wonderful Tony.
Billy and Brady. Tony.
Oh, damn it. At Real Nerdy Dad on Twitter. Thank you guys so much.
There's a slight delay. Sorry, I was reading.
Slight delay. But yeah, we'll be back next week for our review of Dario Argento's Deep Red and Borat subsequent movie film on Saturday. But make sure to catch Brad on the Nerdcore live show on Friday. I will be streaming some Spider-Man in the afternoon. I'm going to be doing my first playthrough. I'm going to do those DLCs of Spider-Man that I didn't get to finish. So guys should be there for that. But I'll be back on Saturday for some morning show, for some live show fun.
And we need to get to Among Us at some point. I've been gone all week.
Yeah. Yep.
Y'all slacking.
Well, Brad.
Y'all slacking on the murdering.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I played Warzone. There's a lot of murdering on there. So without further ado, I want to thank you all so much. And take care. Please, guys, wash your hands, wash your ass. Brad, send them out.
Right, old thing being host, as always, thank you to all our lovely listeners out there, Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you to all those who joined us live today. This is a new thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just different. Anyways, love you guys. Thank you. And go watch Borat, too. Young Yoda out.